This is Sunday Satsang, April 12, 2020. This person says, the circle of the rasa dance is like the circle made by a burning agarbhati. When we rotate a burning agarbhati, the circle formed by the agarbhati appears to be a round circle of fire, a single agarbhati. Appears that the whole circle is on fire. Every single gopi is facing half side of Krishna, which means one Krishna for two gopis. And I heard you recently say that every individual soul, there's one Krishna, one Radha, for every soul, by giving an example. Mukunda Mahas, meet my Krishna. So the fact is, that Krishna it says in Priti Sandarbha number 10, commenting on a verse from third canto of Bhagavatam, by Kunta Murthy's, Krishna expands himself into one form for each liberated soul. So this question of person is mixing tat with lila and trying to getting confused. Lila sits on a foundation of tattva. But Leela varies. Like this, they're describing Ras Leela, and now this is called Alaka. This thing is called Alaka, circle of fire. And in Rasa dance, different acharyas describe it different ways. Sometimes they say there's one, and you see paintings like that also. There's not one fixed formation in Ras Leela. It can be one Krishna between paragopis, or it can be one Krishna, one gopi, one Krishna, one gopi. But the effect is, by Yoga Maya's arrangement, even if a gopi has half a Krishna is purna. if you cut us in half, you have a half, you don't have a purna. But even if you have half a Krishna, you have purna. Isha Upanishad invocation says, Om Purnamadam, Purnamadam, Purnamadachite. Krishna, even a little speck of Krishna is complete, or is it complete? There's not no incompleteness in Krishna. So if you have half a Krishna is full Krishna. So the it's not like a gopi has half. She has one arm of Krishna on her shoulder, and Krishna's other arm is on another gopi's shoulder. It's gopi Krishna, gopi Krishna. So each gopi is sharing half of Krishna. No, a Yoga Maya's arrangement. And by the tattva, the very identity of Krishna being purna, each gopi is fully with Krishna, one on one. Whether Krishna is dancing one gopi and one Krishna, which he does sometimes, some acharyas say like that, paintings are there also, then the gopi is fully with Krishna, as he thinks I'm fully with Krishna, or whether it's one Krishna between a pair of gopis, the gopis still feel the same way, I'm alone. I'm fully with Krishna. Not only I'm fully with Krishna, I'm alone with Krishna. She doesn't see any other gopis, although she's dancing in a circle surrounded by gopis. That's explained in the 33rd chapter of 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Rasa Dance. The festive Rasa Dance began with gopis arranged in a circle. Krishna expanded himself and entered between each pair of gopis. As a master mystic power, places his arm around her necks. Each girl thought that Krishna was standing next to her alone. That's the whole point. The Bhagavatam says there was Krishna between a pair of gopis. So that's the Bhagavat's, that's Sukadeva Goswami's view. The different commentaries say there's one Krishna. So how is Krishna position between the gopis? Krishna entered between the gopis, embracing their necks on either side. Since the word madhye is used in the verse, and it's also a singular form of the word marakata is used, In the previous verse, it's not explicitly stated that Krishna was present in individual forms together with each gopi. We understand that Krishna was actually present in the center of all the gopis, like the world of lotus flower. This demonstrates the dexterity of Krishna's movement, that he was able to dance next to each pair of gopis. In a flash of a second, Krishna left the middle of the residence where he was standing and danced with and embraced. He danced, he left the center, he was just there by himself, standing next to Radharani. And there's millions of gopis circumambulating around him, dancing in a circle, Rasmandala. He was standing, he left the middle of the circle while he was standing with Radharani, and he danced with and embraced the 300 million gopis who were standing in the Rasa circle. Then he returned to the middle of the circle. Krishna's movements were quicker than a firebrand, Miss Alaka. Because at that time, everyone could see Krishna standing in the center, and they also saw him between the gopis in the circle of Rasa dance. In this connection, Bilva Mangala Thakur has said, Angana Manganam Antara Madhava, Madhava 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 Chantrain Angana, Itam Akalpate Mandala, Madhyaga Sanjago Venona Devaki Nandana. It's called Akalpa Mandala means a rotating fire. Madhava was between each pair of gopis, and also each gopi was between two Madhavas. Devaki Nandana appeared in the middle of the circle playing upon his flute and singing. The basic cause for this extraordinary event is indicated by the word Yogeshwara in this verse, chapter 33, verse 3. Yogeshwarena, which means Krishna is a perfect master of all methods of artistic skill and the means of acting thus. The Amara Kosh dictionary says the word yoga means method, or yoga can refer to yoga maya. Great potency was expert in doing the impossible. It's called Gatana Agatana Patiyasi Shakti. Krishna has the power, the Shakti, Yoga Maya or whatever. He has the Shakti to make the possible impossible, impossible possible. Knowing that Krishna desired to embrace all the gopis simultaneously, Yoga Maya manifested one Krishna for each gopi to solve this problem. There are two ways to understand the phrase Krishna entered between each pair of gopis. The first understanding is that Krishna expanded as two forms on the two sides of each gopi. The second understanding is that one Krishna entered between each pair of gopis. In the first explanation, each gopi would have Krishna on each shoulder, which would be contradictory for her. But this is not a problem because the great Yogamaya Shakti made each gopi aware that only one Krishna was touching her. However, there's no contradiction in the second explanation. Being maddened by love, each gopi thought, Krishna here is embracing me alone. Even though we see him dancing all around, it is simply because of his unique expertise in the art of dancing. The Vaishnavacharyas say that Devaki Nandan stood in the center of the Rasa dance along with Srimati Radharani, because Radharani is the most excellent of the gopis and the very cause of Rasa, as stated in the Radha Shatanam Stotra, Rasa Kridam Karanam. Rasa Kridam Karanam Sri Radharani Karuna Mai Radharani Kijai. Oh, that's very nice. Jai Radhe, Jai Rasa Leela, Jai Rasa Leela Kijai. Rasa Vihari Sham, Sham Sham, Rasa Vihari Sham. Jai Rasa Vihari Sham, Sham Sham, Rasa Vihari Sham. Radha Radha Rasa Vihari Sham, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Radhe 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Rasa Bihari. Rashi Shri Radharani Ki Jai, Rashi Shri Shri Krishna Ki Jai. Rasa Vilasini Radharani Ki Jai, Rasa Vilasini Radharani Ki Jai, Rasa Vilasini, Rasa Vilasini Shri Krishna Ki Jai.